And I divided the sermon into two parts. The first part is the principle of giving. And the second part is how we collect the funding and how we deliver the funding. We learned from that, you know. When you learn from it, you'll be prosperous and successful. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that is written in the gospel, and so that we can receive it, learn from it, and put it into practice so that we be blessed all the days of our life. Hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and feel the one who speak and the one who hear with the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so that in the light we see the light and we walk in the light so that we be called the light of this world. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And do you realize that regarding the giving, Paul devoted two chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9, for this giving. And I think his advice is very, very good. So let's learn from it. Chapter 8, verse 1. Now, brother, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Being able to give to the saint in Jerusalem is a grace. Right beside chapter 8, verse 1, I want you to write down 1 Corinthians chapter 16. That is a continuation of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1 to 4. Now about the collection for God's people. God's people is in Jerusalem. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. Very likely, when Paul wrote the 1 Corinthians chapter 16, ask them to do what I told the Galatian churches to do, but they didn't do anything. And then Paul using another illustration and telling them, want them to know the grace God has given to the Macedonian churches. Galatian church is in Asia Minor in Turkey. Macedonian church is in Europe. You know, Paul is a very, very good pastor. When he tells you something, he did not convince you, so he changed another example, because he wants his children to get the blessing, learn from it. If the first one doesn't work, go using another example of Macedonian church. Verse 2. On the first day of every week, which is Sunday, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income. In other words, you don't give to the Lord if you don't have income. You only give in keeping with your income. And then saving it up so that when I come, no collection will have to be made. Why is like that? Because when you prepare ahead of time, you will do a better job. Whether you study at university or whether you work as a professional, I want to remind you, prepare yourself ahead of time. Then you'll be wise. Prepare yourself ahead of time. Don't just say, oh, I get this project, then I learn from it. Be wise. Learn it ahead of time. Okay? Paul say that saving it up so that when I come, no collection will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letter of introduction to the man you approve and send them with your gifts to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. And that's what he say. Now go back. I don't know whether you remember why Paul encouraged the Gentile church to give back to the saints in Jerusalem. Because in the early part, in chapter, I think it's Acts, chapter 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6, when they received the gospel, a lot of people come to know Christ, and then a lot of people offer the money, put it at the feet to the apostle. And then so that apostle can preach the gospel to other places. Because they sell their house, they sell their land, and all of a sudden they have famine. They have no money. So Paul tells the Gentile church, without their offering in the early part, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6 in the book of Acts, you won't be able to hear the gospel. Now you get the gospel. Now you get the blessing. You got to pay them back. And that's the background. Okay, go back, chapter 8. And now, brother, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. If a church, if a person willing to give to other people, I want you to circle the word. That's grace. Why I say it's grace? I want you to write that down. To Philippians 2:13. I think what Paul will do to write the letter to Philippians, he has already planted the seed that he would do to the church of Corinth. Chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians 2:13. Turn to Philippians 2:13. Paul said that it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Not only in the area of offering, not only in the area of giving. I want you to also write that down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians is 2:13. 1 Thessalonians is also 2:13. It's very easy for you to remember. I want you to remember one thing. It is the word of God which is at work in you who believe. If it is not the word of God which is at work in you, no way you will come to know Jesus Christ. I want you to write that down. Right beside 2:13 of Thessalonians. Salvation is by grace through faith. By grace. If God did not show his grace to you, you won't have the wisdom to believe Jesus Christ. Don't ever think you're wiser than other people. It is all because of God's grace. Salvation is by grace through faith. Offering is by grace through faith. I say that one more time. Your ministry, your service to God is by grace through faith. Everything is by grace through faith. Chapter 2, verse 13, 1 Thessalonians, and we also thank God continuously because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of man, but as it actually is the word of God, which is at work in you to believe. Circle the word, at work in you. At work in you. Now go back to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. It is God who works in you to will and to act. Circle that. You make that decision to do it. Let's say to believe in Jesus Christ, or you make that decision to do it is to offer to the poor, and then you add on to it. It's all because God is at work in you. If God is not at work in you, you won't make that decision. If God is not at work in you, you won't act on it. But when you act on it, when you make that decision, it's all according to His good purpose, because He wants to bless you. Now, Paul said that we want you to know the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of what kind of situation these Macedonian churches, like Philippians, willing to give to the saint in Jerusalem, out of the most severe trial. And these churches under a lot of persecution, a lot of suffering, and yet they're still willing to give. They're not rich. This church is not rich. Macedonian church is very, very poor. And where's the church in Corinth? It's very rich. Okay? So out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty well up in rich generosity. Wow, this is loaded with word. You know what? When you face trial and persecution, listen to me carefully. A lot of people face trial and persecution, doesn't get what they want to get, and they become depressed. When they become depressed, they don't go to the church. Not to mention about giving money to other people. They don't even want to go to the church. You understand? But this church, out of a severe trial, they not only want to go to the church, they want to give it to others. It is all grace, right? It's God's grace to him, because God is at work in him. I want you to write that down, okay? And I want you to memorize that. It will change your life. You write this together, you write Romans 8:28. And Paul say that, we all know that. God works in all things for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. God is at work in you. God works all things. God is invisible. But when God do work, you look back, you know that God is at work in you. Okay? Without God at work in the church of Macedonia, no way. When they face the most severe trial, and yet, as far as offering to the poor, they have overflowing joy. And they were extremely poor, and because of God's grace, well up in rich generosity. Why? Because the more they give, the more they experience God's blessing. When they experience God's blessing, they're willing to do it. just, I don't know whether you remember last week, right? I mentioned about Lo Yu, and that's the organ. I don't know what part of the organ, okay? He showed me the picture that the U of A surgeon gave it to him. When he was in Windsor, Ontario, the CT scan or X-ray, whatever, have a tumor, it's 4 centimeters. And then we pray for this fellow. And then they do a testing, U of A. That 4 centimeter tumor is gone, okay? And then find out between the pancreas, there's a tube. Inside the tube, there's 3.6 centimeter of tumor there, or maybe stone-like. And then I pray, we go there and pray again on last Sunday. On Monday, they put a tube inside, they put a microscope or whatever inside to clear the path. They don't see that 3.6 centimeter there. Is there a possibility that the one who do the X-ray make a mistake? Is there a possibility? Of course. But brother and sister, the chance to make that mistake twice is unbelievable. Okay? And that fellow, he said to me, I have done a lot of good on Sunday, last Sunday. After I preached, I went there. I've done a lot of good. I do push-up, 75 push-up. I'm 62 years old, 75 push-up. I'm strong. And why I have tumor? And he tell me what kind of good that he has done. You know, I'm a Chinese doctor. When someone come to me, I heal them, and then I tell them, you better go to the church. I lead 2 people to go to the church. Okay? And then I pray for him. I anoint him with oil. I lay hand on him. I say the same thing he tell other people. Now, if the Lord heal you, you better serve God faithfully. You make a vow before him. What you got to lose? You get 4 centimeter tumor, it's gone. Now 3.6 centimeter, okay? At that time, when there's 3.6 centimeter tumor there, blocking his body, his whole body turned yellowish, and now it's not yellowish, it's gone. Why it's gone? I don't know why. I know it's God is at work in him. You know what? I pray to a lot of people. Some people die. Some people leave. Chui Ying Ban is Ada's brother, Jin. Okay? He tell me, when I was a senior pastor in the Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church at that time. He say, could you go to this client of mine? And he has tumor. You know, I asked him, you know, if you want to make a vow to God, what you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. You're about dying now. Make a vow to God, I'm going to serve you, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. But when you make a vow, you better do it. So I lay hand on him, anoint him with oil, same thing. And he was healed. And he go and check up, found out nothing, no cancer. You know what he do? He go to Las Vegas on vacation. On his way back, he is admitted to the hospital again. You don't make a vow to God and then say no to it. I say to him the same thing. You tell other people to go to church, I'm now telling you. You serve God, and God may spare you. Okay? Lo and behold, the Lord spare him. Okay? I give you another illustration. When I left the church in the west side, I think it's a year or two, and then I received a call from a lady. She gave me a hockey jacket, you know, it's because she's the one who make all this. She said to me, I have someone working for me that her husband are in deep trouble because in the dinner, when he eat the sweet potato and it's stuck in the throat and he cannot breathe, now admitted to hospital, now in coma. Could you do me a favor? His wife's young, child is young, go there and pray for him. I don't know that guy. He say, what's the room number? I go there and I see his wife, I lay hand on him, pray to him, ask God to have mercy in this couple, and then I left. I don't hear anything. 2 years, I think 1 year, 2 years later, we go to a confederation to baptize people. Remember that we pay $100 to free up the time, right? 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, confederation. And lo and behold, I met that guy. I don't recognize him, right? And then his wife said to me, Pastor John, this is the one you pray for him. Now he survived. Listen to me carefully. It's all by grace and through faith. Okay? If it's not God's grace, no way the 4-centimeter tumor is gone. It's not 0.4 centimeters, it's 4 centimeters. It's really big, like an orange, okay? No way you will miss that. This surgeon is not going to make a fool of himself with 3.6 centimeters inside the tube, blocking the tube so that your whole body is yellow. Now it's gone. How can it be? And then his sister tell me, Pastor John, and just a few days ago, he has 39 degree Celsius fever, and then he's sweating, and after sweating, 3 hours later, he feels very good. Have you ever been sick? And then you have a fever, you cover yourself with blanket, and you're sweating after sweating. How do you feel? You know that you are good already, and you feel very good. Make sure when you feel very good, you remember the vow you have made to God. I'm telling you, it's all by grace and through faith. What kind of faith I have? My faith is recorded in James chapter 5, 13 to 18. If anyone is sick, he call you as the elder of the church, lay hand on the sick. By faith, I lay hand on that fellow and ask for forgiveness, ask God to heal him. And the Bible say, I will heal him and I will forgive all your sins. But if God heal you, you don't be a fool and do your own thing again. Everybody say, I think God is not only have mercy on this fellow from Windsor, Ontario. I think he has mercy to Apostolic Bible Church in Edmonton. So brother and sister can see great thing God has done. And now Paul using a great thing that he has done to the churches in Macedonia. Out of the most severe trial, if it's not the most severe trial, God's power won't show himself so powerful. If it's not 4 centimeters and then it's gone, lo and behold, when they make the scan, they see that on the right-hand side is 4 centimeter tumor and has already scheduled for surgery. But the surgeon go on vacation. I do a surgery with you after vacation. He didn't want to wait. He come to Edmonton. And then when he take the scan, he didn't see that. He didn't talk about that because it's not there. He talked about there's a 3.6 centimeter that one he didn't see in Windsor. How can it be? That is what it is. Do you know what's the name of Jesus Christ? In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, his name called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. He can give you peace in the midst of the most severe trial. Then he know, you know, it is God at work in him. Am I right? I think God is very good to us. Very good to us. It didn't happen to us, what happened to a member of our church in this church, and then I add on it by faith, and I see the miracle. I could have said, you know, the one who gave me a, you know what? If that lady, she's the manager, she's the owner of the manufacturer of the hockey jacket. If let's say if that lady did not give me a free jacket, assuming, right? He gave me free jacket, that means she liked me very much, right? Give me a free jacket, tailor make, fit my size, right? You understand what I'm trying to say? When she's in trouble, you think she will turn to me? If she have a very, very lousy relationship with me, she won't call me, right? If I'm being a stupid too, okay? If I don't forgive other people, and I say, that's Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church, what it got to do with me? Ask your senior pastor. I got nothing to do with you, right? No, I didn't do that. Because I remember the favor he has done to me, I return the favor. Let him know, let you know that God is a great God. We all have to do what? By faith, through grace. Okay, go back. It's amazing. Overflowing joy. When you have no money, how can you have overflowing joy to give other people? And out of the extreme poverty, it's under this situation, God can work miracle. God worked miracle in the church of Philippians. So that's why they well up in rich generosity. And Paul said that in verse 3, I testify that they gave as much as they were able. How would Paul know that? Because Paul been to this church. You know how many people Paul led to Christ in this church? First of all, it's Lydia, the one who selling purple clothing. You remember that? She's rich, right? And second one, Paul led to Christ, is the one who was demon-possessed. That lady is the fortune teller. You remember that? Paul cast out the demon. Thirdly, you know who come to know the church? Who come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? When Paul go to the church of Philippians, is the prison guard, his entire family. Is how many people? Lydia family, maybe 4, 5, 6 at most, you know? Wow, including their servant, probably maybe 10. You know, she's a rich woman. Prison guard, maybe 4, 5, you know? And then the slave girl, she was demon-possessed and be the fortune teller. Maybe her and her family too, right? It's a small church. Don't have that much money. Do you know what this small church? Giving to Paul from the first day. When Paul left the church of Philippians to go to Berea, to go to Thessalonica, the church of Philippians keep on giving it to Paul. No church give to Paul for the short-term mission. Only this church. So Paul know that this church is not a rich church. It's a very poor church. And yet they're willing to give. It's amazing. If I give him the score, I give him A+. A+. Because all by grace, through faith. And Paul said that, I testify that they give as much as they were able and even beyond their ability. Wow, I like that. Beyond their ability. That means they know that when I give it out, the Lord will pay me back. Okay? They believe in it. Beyond their ability. Right beyond their ability. You write that down? Because Paul prayed to them. Chapter 4, verse 19 of Philippians. How can people do things that beyond their ability? Because my God will meet all your needs according to God's glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Say that again. How can a church go through most severe trial and yet they have overflowing joy under their extreme poverty, they well up in rich generosity,
and they not only give as much as they were able, even beyond their ability, because God, my God, will meet all your needs according to God's glorious riches in Christ Jesus. It's all by grace. If you don't have that tumor, if you have that tumor and you get healed, you know God is a big God. Under what situation you know God? Your severe trial.
You know, when Key Lam give testimony to other people, thinking that, wow, some people don't believe, some people believe, you know? No way have the leukemia second time and still alive, right? Is it possible, Moses? It's to establish the Apostolic Bible Church in Edmonton. Everything has a reason. Some believe, some don't believe. It's up to you, right? The Church of Philippians believe. Paul say, my God, because you give it to other people, my God will meet all your needs. Not according to what you need, according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, so that you can do beyond your ability. Don't ever think this kind of Bible verse is a make-up story. This is a real fact. They experience God power. Everybody say? If we never experience God power, we won't do great things, man. We do great things because a great God has done great things in our lives. I want to circle the word in verse 3, entirely on their own. It's not no compulsion. It's not I forcing you to do it. No, no, on your own, out of your willing heart. Why? Right beside on your own, you write down 2:13, Philippians 2:13, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It is God who is at work in him, that's why on your own. On your own, that means God has a close relationship with you. You don't need any other people to tell you. You know what to do. That's why I give him A+. A+, man. Keep going. Entirely on their own. Not only on their own. In verse 4, it's amazing. This is all God's grace. They do it by faith, by grace. They urgently pleaded with us. You know what's the word pleaded? A rich man asking you to do things, I command you. But a poor guy want to do things, thinking that I'm poor, I'm not qualified for my request, so I pleaded with you, begging you, please let me do that. Hey, a lot of people, asking them to do it, they still don't do it. But they say, please let me do it. I want to have a part in it. It's so good. Now, after that, I give me A++, you know. Right? Is it good? A++? It's all because of God. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints, knowing that what I have done will be remembered by Jesus Christ with favor. If I lend it to the poor, if I give it to the poor, that means I lend it to the Lord. The Lord say, I will pay you back. As it is recorded in the book of Proverbs. You show your mercy to the poor, that means you lend to the Lord. You lend to the Lord say, I will pay you back. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, so that you can do beyond your ability and out of your own initiation, using this to encourage the Church of Corinth to do the same. Well, keep going. Verse 5. You know, because verse 5 is so controversial, NIV changed his interpretation. I read the old one first. And they did not do as we expected. But the newer NIV translation say, they exceeded our expectation. And what's the Chinese translation saying? 並且他所做的不但照著我們所想望。 No. Paul did not want them to do it. Paul said that they are very poor. Let the rich church to do it. And they say, no. I pleaded you urgently. Let us have the ability, let us have the privilege to share in this ministry. Because I know it would do us a lot of good. Right beside that, in verse 4 and verse 5, you write down Acts chapter 20, verse 35. It is more, according to Jesus saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Because I will directly receive blessing from God. I want to see how He's going to bless me. I want to experience it myself. So that I can say, I heard of you through your promises, but now I see you. I experience the same kind of blessing that as what you have said. 120, 2 Corinthians, no matter how many promises in Christ Jesus, they are all yes. Through Jesus Christ, I can say amen. I can pray according to it, to the glory of God. You believe in a promise, you do it, and you see God. Don't waste your time to go to the church and not seeing God. Because you don't see God, you can't even save yourself, you can't even save your family member. You're wasting time. According to what Paul say, Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, whatever you have learned from me, whatever you have received, whatever you have heard, whatever you have seen, put it into practice. The peace of God will be with you. You see that, wow, God is great. God is a great God. Okay. And verse 5 again. Their action exceeds our expectation. We don't want them to do it because we know that they are extremely poor. Why would I allow them to go through so much pain and suffering? And Paul said that don't do it. But they still do it. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord. They realized, when I give it to anyone, I'm not giving it to you, I'm giving it to the Lord. The Lord will pay me back. The Lord said, my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Wow, I like that. I like that. They not only give to the Lord first, and then they give to us. Us mean Paul, Timothy, Titus, Dr. Luke, in keeping with God's will. They first give to the Lord Jesus Christ, then give to the Lord's servant, and now give to the saint. Isn't this a good example? In verse 6, because of the great thing that they have done, all by grace through faith, so Paul urged his co-worker, Titus. We urge Titus, since Titus has earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. I want you to write that down. 8:6 is very, very, very good.
It is God who is at work in Titus to begin the work to encourage the church in Corinth to give money to the poor in Jerusalem. You begin the work, they want to do it, but now after a while, they forget about that. They don't do anything. I want you to learn one thing, okay? I want you to write that down. It is good to will, but after you make a decision, you don't act on it, it's useless. It's lip service, right? 4:13, what did God say? It is God at work in you to will, to make that decision to give, and to act. It's all by God. It is God at work in you to will and to act according to his good purposes. When you do according to it, God say, I'm going to prove myself to you faithful. And I'm going to do something about that. You can make all kinds of decisions. You know, I heard the conversation. What's her name? Abigail. Abigail is the person that I told you in UFA, that little daughter. She asked Joyce on Friday night Bible study. Said, I see that in my school, there's a young man, yeah, a little boy, right? How old is she? 10 years old? 8 years old? 11, 12 years old? She say, there's one person in the class always get A plus. I asked him, how can you get A plus? And the boy say, oh, in the summertime, I buy this kind of book, I do this exercise, I practice it. And then she tell her mother, I want to get A plus, I want to buy this book, the mother buy it. Wow, by the time since you read it, oh, so difficult, I don't like reading. Same as people saying, a lot of people, I want to go to university to study engineering, and then fooling around, I don't like to study, and get flung out. No, isn't it true? A lot of people say, I want to get A plus, but A plus, you have to make an effort to it. I say to my daughter, when the company give you a professional development, you make sure you learn them all. Listen to me very carefully. I don't care how well you are when you are at university. After 4 years, your company can drain your knowledge. You become a dummy. 4 years later, all the technical things, you lost them. If you don't career development, you don't learn for yourself, you know what Nico told me a month ago? He said, I work for that company. That company only give me a tiny portion of thing, specialization to do it. And after I work for 10, 20 years, all other things I don't know. When I lost the job, I lost everything. Listen to me carefully. Don't ever think your job is easy. Make sure you excel in your professional development. And then when you left the company, I can do all things through him who gave me strength. A lot of people, they want to get A plus. They want to get promotion. But they find, wow, this is hard. How can they do it? No, you got to do it. You got to do it. A lot of people are not wise. You think they are wise? The company, you know what? When the downturn, the company lay off all the middle management because they are useless. They BS all the time. They have no technical background anymore. Because there's no employee, why do I need middle management? Who are you going to manage? You got nobody to manage. You don't know the technical. You can't even change the job. He lay you off, you get laid off. Listen to me carefully. You want to get A plus? Continue to get A plus. You know how Paul encouraged other people? If we as a parent learn how to do it, we can make our children be prosperous and successful. I show you how. Not just giving. In our own career development, make sure your children, in all situations, they can keep the job. Even though you lay me off, I get career development, I know all the stuff other people don't know. Emily, do you hear me? Do you hear me? Learn from Paul. I tell you how you learn from Paul. Verse 6, so we urge Titus, since he has earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. So he sent Titus go there to finish the job. Make sure when you see your children, get a good degree, at the same time get a good job, don't stop it there. Encourage them. Continue to develop your career. Hannah, let me encourage you. You work for government, right? Make sure you study law, okay? On your own time. Don't waste your time. Study law. You say, let me take that class, online class. They're willing to pay you. You study it, and you change your career. Listen to me. Someone pay you to do that. A lot of people are lazy, you know? You know what? When your career excel, people say, wow, you get blessing. And then when you say, believe in God, they listen to you because you get blessing. Look at Daniel in the book of Daniel. He changed a lot of people. He even changed King Nebuchadnezzar because he's good. He's 10 times wiser than his own age. You got to prove it to yourself, you're better than them all. You lay me off, you're going to suffer. Don't just enjoy your life, you know, excel, man. Listen to what Paul say. Listen carefully. Verse 7, I like that. But just as you excel in everything, Paul encouraged the brother and sister in Corinth, I know that you excel in everything. You excel in faith, excel in speech, excel in knowledge, excel in complete earnestness, and excel in your love for us. See that you also excel in this grace of giving. You can do this, you can do that, you can do that, you can do everything. Do this also, gifts of the grace of giving. You understand? You've been there. You experienced the blessing already. Keep growing, right? Don't stay at the level once you graduate. You know, a lot of people, they don't study. They don't study technical material. By the time when a problem arises, they don't know how to tackle the problem. Okay? Why? Because they're stupid. You're supposed to use your management time. You manager, you have nothing to do, really. Okay? Study. Learn more. Open-minded. And you grow into maturity, just like what Peter tell to his audience. Grows in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, as far as Christian is concerned. As far as professional engineer is concerned, grows in the knowledge of engineering. People don't know, you know. Grows yourself in computer to automation. Learn from that man, okay? Don't waste time, okay? And don't BS, because after 10 years, when people lay you off, you'll be so miserable, you think you cannot get a job, because you are outdated already. Everybody say? Can you imagine a Pastor John's knowledge of the Bible just as much as he know when he graduated from ATS, Alliance Theological Seminary? You got to grow, man. Yesterday, Sai Mei talked to me, say, well, in Isaiah chapter, I don't remember, 426 or 526, you say that that's Babylon. And then, but the NIV Bible study say it's Assyria. I say, the Bible commentary is wrong, I'm right. And I explained to her. You know what I mean? A lot of people say this, you don't just believe in it. You check it out, right? Prove it. Prove it. But that's good, you know? To check the pastor is good. Same as when the doctor makes diagnosis. You know, you double check, it's good. It's good. It's the right thing to do. See how he explained it, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 7. But just as you excel in everything, excel in faith, excel in speech, excel in knowledge, excel in complete earnestness, and excel in your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. If you excel in this grace of giving, how the Philippian churches experience God, you will experience the same God, the same kind of blessing. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches. He will bless you. You can do things no one can do. This is the kind of God I believe in. And then verse 8. Oh, man. I passed the hour already. I want to stop here. Do you remember what did I say? I divided the sermon into two parts, right? Encourage people to give for your own good. And when they're willing to give, make sure you get the right people. They're honorable people to collect and to deliver. Not one people. Honorable people. Representative from the church. Recommended by the people. Okay? Our Heavenly Father, I pray you give wisdom to your servant John when he explains your word, help him to explain clearly to his children so that they can get the same kind of blessing. Not only in the life to come, in the present life. Help us to excel in everything. Don't be a wishy-washy Christian. Don't be a wishy-washy professional. And help us to excel. If we don't listen to that advice, when the storm comes, we'll be knocked back. Because we have no technical background to keep our job. Hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.